For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today's Bushism, quote, I think the American people, I hope the American, I don't think, let me, I hope the American people trust me, end quote. Here's some news out of Oregon that I find to be pretty special. John Kerry said he would leave Oregon's controversial medical marijuana and assisted suicide laws alone and blasted President George Bush for deepening budget deficits. Kerry's message was heavy with states' rights themes. Kerry stated the federal government shouldn't interfere with medical marijuana and assisted suicide laws crafted and approved by Oregonians. These laws have come under legal challenge by U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft. Quote, individual states have the right to make a decision until the federal government has made an alternative one, and we don't have the information to make that, period, end quote. That's from John Kerry. This next story comes to us from the Houston Chronicle. Report hammers Dallas police. Disregard for rules and poor supervision led to drug scandal, investigators say. Botched procedures or lazy and careless supervisors and a complete failure to test seized drugs provided a recipe for disaster in the Dallas Police Department's Narcotics Division. That was the conclusion released this past Wednesday by a city-appointed panel investigating a drug scandal that crippled the credibility of Dallas's 3,000-officer police department and paved the way for the firing of Police Chief Terrell Bolton last year. A group of confidential informants working with a squad of street-level narcotics officers planted 330 kilos of fake cocaine and methamphetamine. Most of the victims were blue-collar Hispanics, spending as much as 6 months in jail before the scandal began unraveling. A Dallas City panel found that supervisors ignored on at least 7 times red flags, including the obvious appearance of the drugs as fakes. It also uncovered evidence that the officers may have lied when they claimed they tested the seized drugs in the field. The lawyers also blamed the district attorney's office, saying its policy of waiting to test evidence until trials allowed wrongly arrested people to languish in jail. Apparently, they kept no logbook of what they were doing because no investigation, including the FBI's, has shown that money changed hands or that the officers profited from the imperfect scheme. Please join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when we'll have two gentlemen running for judgeship, Robert Voigt and Leslie Rivnick of the Houston area, and we'll hear from Judge James P. Gray out in California, who's running for a U.S. Senate seat. He's the author of Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.